Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Access Astrology. My name is Ann Ortley. I'm an astrologer here in New York City. I'm broadcasting tonight from the Bright Red Desk on the Upper East Side of the Isle of Manhattan. And I'm waiting for Heather and Mark to join me. We had Saturn go into Capricorn last night. Did everybody feel it? 3 years, babies, we're going to be dealing with Saturn in Capricorn, which immediately brings everything down to ground. It makes us go, wow. So we went from the wild and crazy Sag to grounding. It happened last night at 11:48. I actually stayed up and did a little welcome Saturn into Capricorn ritual, holding a rock, saying, welcome Saturn, this is what I want to create in the next 3 years. So for all of us out there, it's a big energetic manifestation time. Capricorn, of course, has a lot of energy around how do we build things, how do we grow things, how do we make things take form. And it is the sign of the sea goat. Now, if you know anything about goats, they're busy, busy little critters, and they're very, very smart, a little obstinate, and they like to do it their own way, and they climb, they're climbers. So when Saturn's in Capricorn, literally in the Anima Mundi chart, it's at the top of the sky. Very tippy top of the chart, and it's saying to us, okay, we have reached a culmination point. Now you go, wait, what culmination? What do you mean you're culminating? Capricorn is the sign that asks you to answer, what have you amounted to? You know, it kind of turns to you, think of Saturn, big guy out there, the rings, doesn't move that fast, you know, it takes 28 years to get around the sun, walking slow, and inviting us, each of us, to have a new relationship with time, with Kronos, with our responsibility, with what we're here to do. Now, whenever a planet changes sign, it invites us to understand on a new level that planet's energy. So we're all born with a natal Saturn somewhere in our chart. So wherever that natal Saturn is, it lives, and it's a happy little guy. And then wherever it lives, it also rules two or maybe more houses. It rules the Capricorn house in our chart, or houses, and it rules the Aquarius house in our chart. Because traditional rulers, before they discovered Uranus, Saturn was in charge of both Capricorn and Aquarius. The building of structures and the tearing down of structures. The accomplishment of the culture and the end of the culture, or the transformation of the culture. So you climb to the top of the mountain, and when you get there, all that you can see, right? All that you can see is the other side of the mountain, the other side of the mountain, right? Remember that nursery rhyme? And you're sitting on the top of the mountain, and you're going, okay, I got here. Now what? And you have to go down. Right? You don't sit on the top, I mean, unless you brought a lot of food and you're planning on living there for the rest of your life. But basically, you climb it to come back down again. And as you come back down, you have wisdom, you have knowledge, you've had the experience, you've had the opportunity, and you disseminate the information to others. So the Capricorn house in our chart represents our work in the world. And wherever that house is, that's your work. Now, interestingly, my Capricorn house rules my 11th, which is astrology, and it rules my 12th, which is talking to people about their lives, and it rules my ascendant, which is talking to people, which is me. I'm a Capricorn kind of girl, and I'm Aquarius rising, but, you know, Capricorn enough. And then how I relate to the outside world and how other people relate to the outside world. So that's where my Saturn goes. And then he's living over in the natal house of Scorpio, in the natal sign of Scorpio, in the 8th house. So he's over in the 8th house in the sign, and then we blend in. So my first early life, Scorpio, very intrigued with all sorts of things Scorpio as a kid. Then, as I grew up, when I started college, I was intrigued in philosophy and psychology and biology, you know, how things worked inside. And then when I graduated, I worked in an insurance company, which was people having really bad experiences and getting paid money for their bad experience. Kind of catastrophe and loss, of course, Scorpio. And then I did accounting systems, keeping track of the money. Sold them, built them, helped people keep track of their stuff, Scorpio. What have you amounted to? And then I turned into an astrologer, and now I do this, which is, of course, talking to people about their lives, what they've amounted to, and where they are in their path. Kind of, so it's an interesting, so my chart kind of fits with what my work has been. When Saturn goes into Capricorn, he says to you, when he changes sign, he says, I'm going to give you a new experience about the natal Saturn you have in your chart and the areas of the life that it rules, the Capricorn houses. And I want you to pay attention because we're going to start working on it now. So as Saturn went into the sign last night, something happened. You had an aha moment. You had an aha realization as he was at the last degrees of Sagittarius. So I had some money stuff happen because he's in my eighth house. A bunch of money stuff, a bunch of different kinds of money stuff because he's eighth house, and a couple other things that were Scorpionic. And a couple things where I went, okay, I have to, you know, I have to do this new thing. I'm not really sure I want to know. I know how to do it, but I'll try. So he asks us to stretch, too. He asks us to understand where we are in that Scorpio journey, what we're, I mean, in the Saturn journey of our life. And he is our karma. He's what we came in to do. He's what our chart said. Get to the end of the life when we're grading up how we did in life and going through the mass, you know, the exit exam as we leave. You know, they're going to come back, whoever these people are. I don't even know who they are. I haven't met them yet. Well, maybe I met them in the last life. But they're going to come back and they're going to say, okay, how'd you do? Did you do your Saturn? Did you do the work of your life? And more importantly, what was that work? Now, when he gets into his favorite sign in the zodiac, he's really going to be talking to you about your work and your life and what your work is, what your purpose is, why you're here, what you're here to do. And, of course, if there's anything that isn't done, he's going to help you do it because that's what he does. He goes, oh, you haven't done that yet? All right, let me help you here. I'll help you do that. I'll help you be accountable. I'll help you be reliable. How many times in the last couple of days have you heard the word structure? We're going to restructure. I mean, just the tax bill alone, first time in 30 years. That's a Capricorn word. That's a Capricorn structure, right? So we have this big, big energy out there that's just shifting. And the last time this happened, last time Saturn was in Capricorn, 1989, and what was going on in your life then? And before that, 1959, 60, what was going on in your life then, right? If you weren't born, that's okay. What was going on in your parents' life? Because these are the bigger cycles. And so Saturn takes 29 years. Now, he gives us halfway marks, 14 and a half years. He gives us opportunities to change at the 7-year mark and the 22-year mark. But now he's in Capricorn, and he's saying we're planting new seeds in the Capricorn house. So all that energy needs to be taken seriously. Whatever house I go through, I help you get crystal clear about it. As he's been in the last, when we've just seen him leave Sag, he's in that last house, right? So Sagittarius house is the house of justice system. It's the house of immigration. It's the house of religious beliefs. It's the house of responsibility. It's the house of the press. It's the house of the publishing industry. It's the house of universities. It's the house of intelligence. It's the house of overseas relationships. And when Saturn goes through a sign, he says, I want to restructure all these things. I want to change them. I want to give you a new way of looking at it. Now he's going through Capricorn. Capricorn rules power and business and banks, and government. And while Saturn is in Capricorn, the United States is also going to have a Pluto return. First time in 250 years, Pluto has been back to where it was when the country was formed. We are up for a major restructuring of our country and our economy and our world. Big deal. Big, big deal. In your own personal life, you're going to have that happen too. A major restructuring of your life. Now, for the last couple of years, I've been saying, what's your vision? What's your vision? What's your vision? We've been talking about getting an idea of where you're going, what you're heading towards, what's important to you. And now your job is to go, okay, I have my vision. I'm going to Saturn, go work on it. I'm going to Saturn, dedicate myself to it. I'm going to crystallize my structures and really focus on it. Like a magnifying glass on a hot summer's day catches a piece of paper on fire. Crystalline structures are really, really magical. The whole earth is made of crystal. If you've ever held a quartz crystal, they run the clocks, they run your watches, they emit magnetic rays. Capricorn is a very, very powerful sign. And it's a feminine sign, interestingly, so it's very creative. And it's very frisky. And likes to have sex, too. You know, Capricorn's kind of like they like to have sex every day, actually, maybe a couple times a day, because they're like, this is a fun function of my body. Let me try this. So you may find all sorts of areas of your life kind of kick up when Saturn goes in. And as he walks in the room, which he did on last night, he makes every other planet turn, every other planet that's in Capricorn turned and looked at him. All the other Sagittarius planets went, thank God he's out of here and we don't have to deal with him for 27 more years until 2044. I'm not planning on being here for that next round. We're free. So the Sag planets are having a party, partying down because they graduated from Saturn school. And the the Capricorn planets are going, oy, he's here, huh? Okie dokie, now what? And so our job is to work with him and understand him. Now, we have a lot of other things changing this week. We also have the winter solstice where the sun goes into Capricorn. That happens tomorrow, the 21st. And then the next day, the 22nd, Sun and Saturn meet up. Now, some people count that winter solstice as the beginning of the new year because it's the sun at the bottom of the chart, and it's going to do the climb all the way up and then come all the way back down. Other people like the March chart, the March ingress, Sun Aries, the beginning of the growing season. I kind of go back and forth between the two, whichever one's nicer. I pick that one for the year because I think they make good sense that way. And so that's an option for you to do. Then the other piece is, I believe we have Mark Woltz joining us right now. Mark, you there? Mark, you there?
Hello?
Did you? Hi,
yes,
how are you? Yeah,
good,
just
good.
As I clicked, somebody else popped in. So, huh?
Oh, okay. Good. You can hear me now?
Yep, I can hear you now. Go, off you go.
Okay.
So I was just talking about Saturn, the sun going into Capricorn, following Saturn going
Saturn
into Capricorn.
Going
and then
yeah,
Venus goes into Capricorn.
Really,
yeah.
It's amazing timing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I marvel over that a little bit because, you know, for the Saturn to go into its own sign, just as the sun goes into the sign, they're both at 0 degrees. They're right, both together entering the sign.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, and they've been following their own cycles. So for that timing to happen is super coincidence.
Yeah, yeah. What have you been noticing
so
in the world?
Obviously, we're meant to pay attention to Saturn and
yeah.
Capricorn. And that's all about structure, and it's about authority and how we structure our lives and where our authority lies.
Right.
And how we grant authority to particular structures or to particular people.
Mm-hmm. Or institutions. Mm-hmm.
Or institutions, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a give and take as to how things become authorities and how people become authorities and so on. And it requires us giving them authority, and at
right.
the same time, they have to be responsible as authorities.
Yeah.
So all of that is front and center with Saturn and Sun stepping into Capricorn. And
right.
you probably mentioned that Saturn will be in Capricorn for 3 years, which is really a long time for Saturn to be in the same sign.
Yeah. He's there till January of 20. That's a long time.
Yeah.
So what do you think's going
to
happen
while
he's in Capricorn?
We will learn a lot. We will learn a lot about authority and structure and infrastructure.
Yeah.
All levels
of structure. Yeah, we just had that train roll over, right? off of the thing, off the bridge in Washington,
Yeah.
On the new tracks, right? But I guess it was going 80 miles an hour, so I guess it hit the tracks a little fast, but still. So yeah, so what do you tell people about what they're going to expect with Saturn in Capricorn?
Well, to me, the first thing is to look personally at what's going on in your life and ask where is it that I'm an authority in my own life? What am I the authority on? And that starts right away with me. You know, if I don't want to have to be fighting and resisting someone else telling me what to do, then I have to be my own authority. And as long as I am my own authority, I'll get things done and things will line up. So that's the first thing I say is, you know, look and see where you need to be responsible and where your own will is what directs how your life is set up. Because if you don't exercise that, if you don't use what you really want to do, then someone else will step in and say, well, why don't you set it up this way? And it might be something that's very agreeable to you, and then it's fine. Great. Okay. Good partnership. Or it might be, you know, the boss from hell who says, I know better than you do. Here's what you're going to do. And if you don't, you're fired.
Right.
And, you know, the fault lies not with the boss. It may lie with the boss, you know, 50%. But 50% is you weren't showing what it is you offer and putting your own picture on the table first to look at. So
and to say, hey, how about this?
Yeah, start with how you want to view the structure of your job and what it is you believe that you bring to the job. And that's why you want to structure it that way, and it's what you have to offer. And if that's not going to work, you have to negotiate it. But at least start with something that you have an idea of. Either that or decide, I'm just going to walk in, and it's like being in the Army. You know, I'm a private, you tell me what to do. Right?
Right.
I mean, you have very little, you don't structure your own job in the Army, and you do everything you're told. But since we're not in the Army, you know, then we're somewhere away from that pattern. And we get to decide how much we want to take on ourselves. And the more we do, then the less we have to have someone from outside saying, you have to do it this way, you have to do it that way. So that's where I start.
Okay.
And then
I like
it becomes
that
kind of fun because, and then, you know, you already start negotiating with yourself, you know.
Mhm.
Yeah.
And then when you do that, because you are your own authority, you have your own sovereignty, it also is you're accountable to yourself to make sure you get the stuff done.
Right.
And I think that's the other part of Saturn is that you can't blame it. Wherever house Saturn's going on in your chart, you really can't blame it on somebody else without having people do an eye roll and say, really? You know, really? That's what you're blaming? And if it happens, you know, that there is a blaming, people kind of react badly because it's kind of like...
They do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And why is that?
We all know some people who just love to blame.
Yeah.
And it's really different from a person who, like, one time blames someone else and has some reason for it, and you only hear that once. You say, well, there's probably something to it. But if every day when you come in, somebody says, oh, you know, this is to blame, that's to blame, and so on, you say, well, it can't be just all these situations are all to blame. There's something with the person.
Right. Yeah, well, the person, you know, like I always have this happen, this always happens to me, and it's like, well, what's the common denominator? Me.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
Well, then you're taking responsibility
you're
for the
part
fact.
Of that picture.
Yeah, you're taking responsibility for the fact that this always happens to you, and you're kind of like, You mean you think I'm the cause of it? The answer is, yeah, maybe. I mean, why does it always happen? And then it's like, okay, if it always happens, then maybe there's another way to handle it, another thing to do. But Saturn in Capricorn is you can't blame anybody else. You have to take responsibility for yourself and for the behaviors and for your actions. And if you don't, mm-hmm. it will be enforced. And
yeah, that's the guarantee.
The guarantee is the enforcement.
Mm-hmm. For us, this is always a big reminder with every winter solstice because the sun goes into Capricorn.
Mm-hmm.
And basically it is a time to go inward like all the trees do, right?
Mm-hmm.
They go in and are very inward for this period of time. And there's a lot of reflection that goes on and a sort of revisioning before you are going to start moving out into the world again as the days get longer.
Right. Because it is the darkest night, too. The longest night, rather. Yeah. So you sit quietly in darkness and go,
Yeah.
That's why I'm here. Yeah. Or that's
exactly
what I'm here for. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's part of a cycle that we're all supposed to go through, and it's good to go through it on an annual basis. So
mm-hmm.
every year at this time is that long pause where it is the darkest night, and we go in and say, how did last year go? What would I
mm-hmm.
like to do differently next year? And as I begin to rebuild my resources coming out of this darkest night with the sun in the day length growing every day, how do I want to use that in the year ahead?
Right. And what does that look like? Yeah. Well, we have a couple callers, so let's take their calls.
Okay.
Hi, 608-712. You're on the air. How can we help?
Hey, Ann and Mark. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
My name is Angela, and I applied for a job. I applied for a manager job, interviewed today, and just wanted to know what you guys thought.
Oh.
Okay. What's your birth?
You probably
birth
need a DOB, huh?
Yeah, DOB in a time and place. Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right. 12/17/1973.
Happy birthday, too.
Thank you. 12:55 p.m.
12:55 p.m. and where?
Yes, Brookfield, Wisconsin.
So you interviewed today, and is this a follow-up or is this first?
This is the interview.
Only one. They're only giving you one.
Yes. Yep. Well,
okay.
It's a company that I currently work for, and then this would be a promotion from what I'm doing now.
Oh, okay. All right, so you're currently working there. And did you hear about this? Were you suggested to apply to it, or was it just something you decided you wanted to apply to yourself?
It was something that I knew that I wanted to do.
Okay, cool. Well, the reason I'm asking that is because today the moon was void. So a lot of times...
I know.
So that was kind of like, so if it's a void moon, right, we want to know when the idea was initiated. Because you didn't necessarily have any control over it being a void moon. But one of the things that happens...
I was checking the calendar, and I was listening to your radio show, and then they changed the times I picked, and I'm like, oh, great.
Right. Yeah. So what time was were you in Brookfield when you had the interview?
I was. They were somewhere else. They were in Milwaukee, but I was in Brookfield. It was a
webinar.
Mm-hmm.
2:30 Central. 2:30, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the void of moon, you know, what that usually means is the interview was not necessarily important. So I like it, you know, if someone calls and they're having an interview on a void of course moon, and it's the second interview, I'm like, well, whoever this isn't necessarily important. Let's go back and look at who the first one was, you know. But now you weren't there, right? So you interviewed on a void moon. And you interviewed with, excuse me, Jupiter and Mars joined together in your seventh house, so that part was good. And you interviewed with the Uranus opposite the Uranus, which is stepping up and saying, hey, I'm interested in more of a position of authority, and you said it was a management position. And you're having a nodal reversal. And is the decision due to be made by, would you be starting like on January 31st?
Well, technically the announcement won't be made till probably early January.
Okay.
Is what they said. But there seems to be a little hesitancy because I applied for this position back in mid-November.
Okay. Yeah. Well, they also maybe realigned it or shaped it or changed it because the Mercury is retrograde. Now, the good news is the Mercury is stationing right on your Mercury. So you did a good job in the interview. That's the good news. You did a good job in the interview. The Mercury is opposite the Mars in Gemini, which is they're of two minds. Solar arc Mars is in Gemini of two minds. If you leave your position, would you be hard to replace?
Yes, I would be, because the direction the company is going in is something that they've trained me to do, and there's only a handful of us that can do it.
Okay.
Right now.
So that's what that looks like, the hesitation. You would be really hard to replace if you left. But the point is you're indicating, hey, I want more responsibility than I have.
Yes.
And so the eclipse, the nice part is the eclipse is on your Sun and your Jupiter in the house of 11th house of group. So if you don't get it, they're going to say to you, well, we really like you, but you're too valuable to move right now, which is a really stupid thing for a company to say, but they do say that kind of stuff all the time. But we don't want you to be unhappy. And the February 15th eclipse is right on your Sun, right? And so that one is a new moon on your Sun. So I'm liking, you know, that you've stepped up to your people and you said, hey, I want to be recognized. I want to be moved up. And you're having excellent, you know, you're having your birthday. You're having your solar return. You interviewed with somebody far away, which is all shown by the Sun and the Venus in the seventh. You did a really good job. They loved you. So that part's all good. But I think they might be like, but we really don't want you to, you know, we posted the job, but we don't want you to, you to apply for it because we need you where you are, which is kind of a pissy, excuse my French, situation. But I would say to you, it's basically because you're valuable. So if you don't get it, it's for that. And I would just say, well, I am interested in management, and I've stepped up and told you that. Is it a lot more money, or is it just a different level of responsibility?
I don't know if it's a lot more money. That position kind of, I believe, has a set salary at start, you know, that you start at. But I know it will be more money. I just don't know if it's a lot more.
A lot more. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you've done really good work. They really like you. So if it's not this, I think you have one by the fall if they don't move you now. When Saturn gets to your midheaven, it gets to 9 in August, or in April rather, and then it gets to your midheaven in the fall. And I think you get it then if you don't get it now. Mark, what do you see?
Yeah, that thing of being of two minds often plays out as two separate opportunities. And the first one might not come through for, you know, the reasons that you've talked about. And the but there may be a second one waiting. So, you know, be upbeat, show what you can do, stay with that, and just say, well, whenever you're ready, I'm ready. That's your message to them.
So
keep your
advice.
Name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Keep your name in the hat, you know.
Yeah.
And there's likely to be a reconsideration.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, because Mercury is retrograde.
You see actually a more fitting spot for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I could see that also.
So it may end up being a better way that it works out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And usual.
Stay up.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah. And write thank you notes. So thank them all for the opportunity to apply, that you love the company, you're really excited about the mission, and you just can't wait to make a difference kind of thing. Because you're very well thought of. That's the good news. And so if they don't give it to you, it's really more of a, shit, she applied. Now what do we do? right?
Mm-hmm.
Because yeah, they're, you know, I mean, in a bad, in a good way, you know, like we didn't anticipate that would happen. Because the rest of the chart is showing it's really nice. So, and I do think if it doesn't happen, there's another opportunity coming right away. And, you know, you have that Saturn on the South Node. You always have, in Gemini, you always have to do everything twice anyway. That's just the way your chart works. So you apply once, then you apply a second time, and you get it. So, but, yeah, I would be a little, I'm a little concerned because the moon was void today. But it did have good closing aspects. So that's good. And you did show well. You did a good job. They liked you. They probably were like, oh, you know. So, you know, keep us posted.
I tried on that moon.
Pardon?
I tried on that moon void, of course, but it just didn't work out the way I wanted it to.
I know. It's a real pain in the ass, you know, because you're kind of like, no, the moon's void. That's why I said, did you talk to them already? Is this just kind of like you have to shake hands with somebody and they've already decided? It's like, no.
Yeah.
But you did apply, and they did see you, and they gave you the interview, and it is Mercury retrograde. So the other part of it is even if you did get it, they're going to change the job description. Whatever they told you, they're going to shift and adjust. So, but you did good on
when
it. So that if that helps, that, you know, I know it's not like
when
you can
said
have
that the. I'm sorry to interrupt. You said that the sun, the eclipse was going to be on my sun, do you mean the progress sun? Or?
Your progress sun, yeah. Your progress sun is 10 Aquarius, and your Jupiter is 11 Aquarius. And the eclipse on January 31st is on your Jupiter, your natal Jupiter, and your progress sun is coming to natal Jupiter. So when that happens, when your progress sun gets to natal Jupiter, you're getting a big promotion. And that's this next year because the sun is at 10 and the Jupiter's at 11, right? But the eclipse amplifies it, and then the next eclipse is at 25, and that's right on your progressed midheaven at 25, and your Mercury is at 24. So, you know, you've got a lot of stuff that says, you know, you're really getting recognized as, okay, this one's an up-and-comer, but you know, the other parts of the chart are saying maybe not yet. Saturn isn't at the midheaven yet, and it was a void moon, and Mercury was retrograde on your Mercury, stationing on it, saying, well, we know we told you we didn't want you to apply. Ooh, we want you where you are. Okay, how do we do this and not make her mad? So that's the part about being, Mark's point about being really gracious and saying, you know, I love this position, but I love the company, and I love the job I'm doing, and I just want to show you I'm so into growing with you, you know.
Yeah.
So fingers crossed it happens, but don't be disappointed if it doesn't, and just reapply. You're getting a promotion in either in March or in next fall. So something big.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much. Happy holidays.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank Happy you. Holidays to you too. Okay.
Mm-hmm. You bet. Bye.
Okay,
right. Bye.
I always hate it when it's like, not so much. But at any rate, off we go. We'll talk to you all next week. In the meantime, have a great Christmas. Mark, what are you doing? Anything fun?
We're going up to Massachusetts.
Nice.
And
nice.
Hoping for a little bit of snow. We'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
There's a chance on Christmas Day for snow, they say.
Well, there's snow up there. I was up in Connecticut last weekend, and they have snow all over the place.
Yeah.
So I would think Massachusetts has it. Yeah, I'm going to Florida. I'm hoping for some sunshine.
We'll
be back.
That's what we're looking for. Okay.
Yeah, we'll see you all next week. Bye, everybody.
Thanks.
Happy holidays. Bye. Merry Christmas. Bye.